Om Shanti. Good morning and a very happy new year to everyone. And most of you understood the lyrics of the song, but for those who didn't, it spoke about how there's congratulations for the coming new age, and yes, also for the coming new year, and also those beautiful moments are about to begin. So Bharat has so many people who write songs, who sing songs, that there's always something for every occasion in a very beautiful way. I was thinking about what is new for Brahmins. When Baba uses this term, living, death and rebirth, then according to Dharma, the soul goes when it's physical death, but it carries all its sanskaras, doesn't leave any of those behind at all. Little infants, when you see them, some are kicking and screaming all the time, and some are very calm and peaceful and smile and give drishti and take drishti. So you can just see the samskaras that the soul has brought with itself right from day one. But for us, a living death and rebirth, and in this rebirth, am I able to emerge the samskaras of the angel? Am I able to emerge the samskaras of the deity? And Tadiprakash Muni's class that I think everybody heard or read yesterday. Who hasn't heard it or read it? One, two, three. Julius. Sorry, you were there in class yesterday. So maybe you were already in the subtle region. But I read the whole of Daddy Prakash Muni's class. That's a giveaway, isn't it? Okay. So those who haven't, I'm sure you'll be able to get a copy. But really it's all there in your emails. Those who use emails and get the Muralis on email, it's there in your pack. But Daddy asked us the question, what is the purpose of becoming a Brahmin? And she detailed a few things which are not part of our purpose. I won't repeat those things. But of course, it's a question to ask the self every single day, but especially at a time of New Year. What is my purpose of becoming a Brahmin? And make a list for yourself and see if this is what Baba's talking about. There was another interesting, the whole class was very powerful and beautiful, but another little sentence that stayed in my mind. What are Baba's preferences? And so all of us have our own preferences, many, 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 many. But the question is, what are Baba's preferences? And if I follow Baba's preferences, then yes, even as a human in this form at this moment, if I'm following Baba's preferences, which is actually Srimad, but Baba Daddy put it in a very human way, so if I'm doing that, what would I be feeling and how would I look? And Daddy wasn't talking about physical appearance, but how would others see me? What would my consciousness be? And so she gave many different thoughts about being in the cave of introversion and practicing that stage of turning inwards continually, but also very much that concept of it's time to go home, it's time to prepare for that final journey. And so what is it that's going on if I'm preparing? Then I think there's a lot of shedding to do, shedding clothes. And so there will be lots of things that I don't need to take with myself on this journey. And the sooner I'm able to let go of all those things internally, nothing external in that sense, but all the baggage I carry internally, if I'm not yet ready to let go, well, those are the things that are going to prevent me from flying with Baba. And then, like Baba says, are you going to fly with me or are you going to follow me as part of the procession? And that then, of course, becomes number wise. For those flying home with Baba, a very different experience. And again, when Baba uses this sentence, you go home like a swarm of insects. Yes, true for the 8 billion souls that are around, but not for those who are flying home with Baba. They're with the bridegroom. They're the ones who are experiencing God carrying them on his eyelashes, the expression that Baba uses in the Sankara Muralis. So my choice today, am I going to carry baggage and then say at the end, well, wait, I have to let go of this, 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 and this, and then I'm in the procession? Because Baba's not going to wait at that moment. Not that I have been waiting for 50 plus years, but at that moment when it's time to go home, each one is alone. That's one thing. The second thing, Baba's not going to wait for anyone at that moment. Baba's been waiting long enough and helping us prepare and telling us in Sakar, in Avyak, so many different things that we need to give attention to. And when I go home, I will go home alone. I don't think everybody truly understands the significance of that and being able to let go, let go, let go, let go of everything, everything that gives me comfort, humans as well as things and circumstances and situations. I have to be totally free. And so this month, the Avyakt month, Dadi Prakash Muni is talking about 101 days. But okay, let it be at least 31 days that I experiment with. And maybe by the end of 31 days, I want to decide for myself if I want to continue that for the next couple of months. So the signal from time, the signal from Dadi, in this beginning of the Avyakt month, a special year that's ahead of us, a time of huge, huge change and transition. How am I preparing myself for my journey back home? And then Dadi also speaking about how Brahma Baba is very much in front of her and she's remembering the angel Brahma. And again, it pushed me back into memory lane and emerging those sanskars and feelings. And 1968, I met Baba in June, then again in October, and then again in December. And each meeting was very, very different. And so in the meeting in June, and it was again a fascinating thing for me to explore. What is Brahma Baba's relationship with Shiv Baba in terms of who speaks the Murali and who speaks at what time? Very beautiful communication and connection. You know how you're talking with somebody and you've got a lot to say and they've got a lot to say, and you interrupt each other, and then you realize that you have to hold back and let them speak, and then they wait for you to speak, and so then it's a harmonious conversation. But if you keep interrupting each other, it's not a very sweet experience. But Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba communicating seamlessly, so that this one speaks and when it's time, this one speaks. And what set me off on that track was because when Baba reminded me and said, Baba knew already, and Baba had spoken about my future a few years earlier, and at that time I thought, Baba says nice things to everyone. I didn't take it as a very specific forecast or prophecy of my personal future. And then when Baba reminded me, I was asking myself the question, well, Brahma Baba anyway is the one who's remembered as the one who's the bestower of fortune, the creator of fortune, the one who knows each one's story and destiny. So of course it's also Shiv Baba who knows three aspects of time eternally. Brahma Baba knows in Sangam Yug, but Shiv Baba knows eternally. And so was it Shiv Baba or Brahma Baba who was telling me my future? And was it Brahma Baba who was speaking when he said, well, do you remember? Baba knew it already. And at that moment it was very definitely a very human feeling of, here's a father who knows you and knew you better than you knew yourself and remembers exactly what he had said to you, even though for you it had faded a little in your memory. So I don't have to spend time separating the two, but just this very beautiful thought that both of them, Baptada, this is why Avyakt Baptada, when Avyakt Baptada comes, you always say Avyakt Baptada, both together. But it's like one, and we don't separate them. Sakar also, we use the term Pitashri, and Baba commented on that the other day in a very sweet way. So, yes, the one who is elevated, Shri. When we talk about the Sakar Murali is from Madhuban, it comes with that heading of Pitashri. So both fathers, the most elevated of all. One for the whole Kalpa and the other one certainly in Sangam Yug, but also playing an elevated role through the whole Kalpa. And so it was fun thinking about both together and how they work together. And so when yesterday that he said, churn gyan, and that is enough entertainment. You don't need to seek any other entertainment. Explore the relationships with one, churn the different aspects of knowledge, and there's never a moment of boredom. And again, the image of the dadis and their language, I never ever heard the dadis say they are bored. It's unimaginable that they could ever have felt that or said that. And so there would be days when, early days in London, and there wasn't so much service for Daddy to do, but Daddy was engaged. She was engaged with Baba, she was engaged with individuals, she was engaged in taking somebody for a walk, whatever it is. Cooking, she was engaged in cooking. She'd tell Sudesh Ben and myself, you get on with your things, I'll get on with mine. So we never ever saw her feeling bored. If somebody's bored, you can see it from their faces and you can feel it from their vibration. But that was never the case with the dadis. So Gyan and the relationship with Baba, that is the beauty of Brahman life and the entertainment of Brahman life. When Shiv Baba came for the first Murali, and at that time I didn't understand it, but later reflecting, I've been seeing how truly it was that Baba said, Baba will come and meet you and be with you to give you company, to empower you, to uplift you, to give you guidance and to entertain you. And how how long was I in Gyan? 8 months. So I didn't think about God coming specially to entertain us. It was a very different concept. And yet, Baba did entertain us. Just yesterday, Smriti, and the way Baba was speaking and sharing and so much laughter and fun, and Baba's entertained us through all these years. But the Dadis knew how to entertain themselves with Gyan. No dependency on service, and certainly no dependency on any human being whatsoever, ever. Baba left, and the Dadis didn't have tears. And yes, of course, Shiv Baba came and explained everything so beautifully that there was no need for tears. But otherwise, here was the one who gave everybody so much, gave them a whole new life, gave them a whole new perspective, a whole new world, gave them so much, but no tears. So June was a very special time of meeting Baba. And two things that are normally in Brahman life, you put them together, but you don't usually, and that is love and detachment. And detachment is stay away, I'm separate, nothing to do with you. It's a very cold expression, and this is why most people, non-Brahmins, don't really like it, and you have to explain it to them to help them understand. But detachment in the sense that Baba was so powerful in his own yoga that Baba's drishti, I think that he mentioned it somewhere, that Baba's drishti was such that Baba's practice of soul consciousness was able to pull me and thousands of others away from the body into that experience of the soul and connection with God. No effort on my part, but just with his own drishti, pulling us out of limited consciousness into the unlimited, the eternal. And so Baba's practice was intense, very deep, and yes, all the things you've heard, Baba very detached, Baba up above, but yet at the same time, Baba giving time to understand my situation personally and taking the time to explain to me how to deal with things. And at one point Baba said to me, you have to get a letter of permission from your father. And I said, do I really need to do that, Baba? Because I'm over 18. And Baba just smiled and nodded and said, yes, child, it's important. And so that happened anyway. But here's the one who's supreme and the one who's the father of humanity explaining in detail what to do in terms of one's life and decisions of one's life. So that's not detachment, that's pure love. But this perfect balance, when to be detached. And I think one of the mistakes that happens in Brahman life is that we get the two things a little confused, especially when we're new Brahmins. And we take things very literally. And I know that within this gathering there are some new Brahmins, whether new means 6 years old or it means 1 month old, but whatever. So to be able to be engaged with Laukik family and take care of Laukik family with love, but internally to continue with my own practice, to be able to stay connected with Baba and in a second detach. So it's not a balance that's easy, especially not at the beginning, but even later on. But it's a balance that's absolutely vital. If I want to be an angel means care and compassion and love. And so angel isn't just up above detached, but angel is, what is the image of the angel? The one with care and compassion. So it's a very interesting balance that Baba demonstrated and that we have to also learn. Many more things about the things we've been hearing, and we have a chance to reflect on all of those things over the next period of time. But yesterday you heard many, many announcements about what's to happen through the month of January, so I won't go into the details of all that. But a couple of things that I want to mention today. One is for those who come to GCH on a daily basis, that for many, many years we've had the practice of coming for 6:15 meditation. Remember? And it's been very beautiful. Most years, the majority have adjusted their timetable to be here by 6:15, so that for the month of January especially, we have 15 minutes collective yoga before Baba's Murali. So we'll be having that system again as from... Is tomorrow a bank holiday also? Yes, it is. So tomorrow will be 7 o'clock. But from Tuesday onwards, we'll be having meditation start, conducted meditation from 6:15. And again, something new for the new year. For the last couple of years with COVID, there were so many souls asking for meditation, good wishes, prayers for loved ones, for those who are bereaved, many things like that. And so we started with a list of a few, but you might have noticed the list gets very, very long. And so we thought that new year, new system, that we have 7 o'clock meditation on a daily basis, in which we can send all our loving good wishes to those who know, who need help. And some of you talk personally with many of those in the centre, and we'd also then join you for that. But announcements would only be made about individuals who have left because their family are students here, but also those who are critically ill, seriously ill. And I'll mention one person, Bina's mother. Bina's mother is probably in her phase of the last few hours, and yet last night Bina was with her through the whole night. So, and she was responding. I saw her at about 8:30 last night, and she was responding, and so the soul was still aware, but just with gestures rather than words. So lots of loving good wishes for her, a soul who's been very consistent in her study and love for Baba, faith in Baba, so very stable. So just to make you aware so that you know why we're not going to be mentioning names. So, but of course when somebody is departed, then yes, definitely we will mention those names.